Module 10. Entertainment. What's on? Tea House. Beijing People's Art Theatre presents Tea House by Lao She on Saturday, November the 5th at 8 p.m. and Sunday, November the 6th at 3 p.m. at New York State Theatre. If you've never seen this amazing play, then you have to come. The play takes place in a typical old Beijing tea house. The main characters are the tea house's owner, Wang Lifa, and his customers, who all live in the same neighbourhood. They come in and out of the tea house and chat to each other. The play reflects changes in the lives of almost 70 characters. It's in three parts. The first act takes place in 1898, at the time of the Qing Dynasty. The second act jumps forward 20 years, and the final act takes place in 1948. In Tea House, the writer Lao She says goodbye to the old Chinese society and hello to the new one. It's about the changes that have taken place in Chinese society in almost 50 years. All types of people come to the tea house in Beijing. Some come to do business. Others come just to sit and pass the time. There are some good, kind people, and there are also some bad, nasty characters. They meet, they talk, they argue, they gossip, and then they get on with their lives. Tea House was first performed in 1958. It is still one of the most popular plays in China. It is a favourite work by one of China's most popular writers. Lao She is a master of 20th century playwriting. Anyone who is interested in Chinese life and history should see the play. It helps one to understand Chinese culture better. To be sure to get a ticket, book now. We promise to make this an evening you'll never forget.
What an enjoyable performance. Late on Friday evening.
What shall we do tomorrow night, Lim?
It's Saturday night, so we ought to do something special.
Well, have you seen this? Lim shows Tom the advertisement from the New York Daily. I can't believe this play is on in New York. It's such a brilliant play.
Tea House? I don't think so. I want to do something exciting on a Saturday night.
We have to go and see it. I promise you. Like it says, it'll be an evening you'll never forget.
But I don't speak Chinese. How will I understand anything? Anyway, I haven't got enough money.
Don't be stupid. It's translated into English. I'd offer to pay for you, but look, it's quite cheap. And anyway, I haven't got much money either. We can't miss it. Come on, I really want to go. By the way, remember to bring a cushion because it's quite long.
Saturday evening. Later, after the play. What an enjoyable performance. I'm really glad I agreed to go.
Me too. I told you you'd enjoy it, and a full audience.
I loved the waiter. He was almost in every scene. He was such a great actor.
I know, and so was the man who played Wang Lifa.
It just reminded me of life in an American cafe. It must be really similar to a Beijing tea house. Even though people don't sit and drink tea, they sit, chat, and gossip about business, family, and friends.
Well, why don't you write your own play? You could call it Tom's Cafe. I promised to come and see it.
Come and see it? Think again. You'll have the main part. Tom's Cafe, Act 1. Characters. Tom is the owner of the cafe. Harrison, Julia, and Sandra are his customers. There is also a waiter called Hank. Place. Tom's Cafe is in Manhattan, downtown, New York.
Hey, Harrison. How's it going?
Hi, Julia. What would you like to drink?
Can I have a chocolate milkshake, please?
Waving to the waiter. I would like a chocolate milkshake and a Diet Coke. The waiter goes and gets their drinks and serves Julia and Harrison. It's lovely to see you, Julia. I've missed you.
Oh, really? So, who was that girl you were with last night?
Girl? No, that was my friend, Steve. He's a boy, actually.
A boy? Well, he sure looked like a girl to me. Come on, Harrison. You promised to be good to me.
Sandra walks into the cafe and gives Harrison a kiss on the cheek. Oh, hi, Sandra. How's it going?
Sandra, you look very like a boy I've heard of called Steve. I look like a boy. Harrison, do you think I look like a boy?
Well, no, not really. The owner calls the waiter over.
Hank, get those three another drink. They look like they need something. Would you like something to drink?
I'd like an orange juice, please. I only have natural drinks. That's how I keep so slim.
She looks over to Harrison.
That's the way you like me to look, isn't it, Harrison?
Julia picks up her milkshake and throws it over Harrison.
Well, you can keep your milkshake. You can keep your lies and your friend who looks like a man. Waiter, call a taxi.
Tom calls the waiter over. Get her a taxi, Hank. Would you like another milkshake while you're waiting?